This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There's a new survey out on household financial well-being from the Federal Reserve. It's another validation of that K-shaped recovery we have been talking about. Some people doing all right or even doing well, and the lower parts of the income spectrum still really suffering. Those disparities have increased along racial and gender lines, but perhaps the most dramatic split is the one between more and less educated workers. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more on the value of a college degree in the post-pandemic economy.
At the top of the K are people with a college degree. In 2020, almost 90% of them who took the Fed survey indicated they were doing at least okay financially, more than before the pandemic. But the opposite was true for folks without a high school degree, and the gap between these groups has widened by 10 percentage points since 2019.
What you have is a bit more stability at the upper end, BA and above, and a lot more instability below.
Mike Horrigan is president of the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research. He says about three quarters of the job losses during the pandemic, like in retail and tourism, were among people without a BA. Inequities had already been growing over recent decades, says Anthony Carnevale at Georgetown's Center on Education and the Workforce.
The harsh reality now is that you got to have at least some college to get a decent job.
But he says simply telling people to go to college is not the answer.
The education system is reproducing race and class advantages across generations. And that's a very serious problem going forward.
People with the most privilege continue to have the greatest access to higher education. Colleges need students who can afford to pay more. And those already well-off students often reap a greater benefit from the degree, says Catherine Zekier at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth.
We know that pursuing a college degree is a large financial risk for the individual. So, for instance, Black college graduates owe more student debt at graduation. And we also know they might not pay off.
That's because the more you borrow to go to college, the more it eats into those increased wages, if you graduate. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.